You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. To say what needs to be said, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
No pressure. I think I meant to say justice in the American way. Pretty much a Superman guy. You know, this afternoon, we're going to talk to Pete Schwabe, and I understand, you know, he saw the movie Superman, finally saw a superhero movie.
God. Yeah,
mark that on the calendar. We'll have to talk to him about that. This is John Peterson, Gordy Young in the morning, and WMTX 92.7 on your radio dial if you're driving in. And I got to complain, you know, it's
what?
Almost as
what's
though it's, a, you know, it's a rainy morning. It's really coming down there. And
yeah, downtown.
And and it's just crazy. My son came up from the lower levels of our house.
The basement.
never see him. And he says, John, you got to look outside. It's orange. It was just orange. It was really, really cool and scary. And I'm thinking it's the smoke from Canada that's down here mixing in with this storm.
You and think it's that's why it was orange?
No. What? Here's the real reason why it's orange.
What?
We have every stoplight in this damn city is off time. So we're all sitting there, everybody, all of Madison is sitting there at the red lights waiting to get to the next red light. I'm telling you, we are going to have a smog problem in this town, and we've got to end it now. I am in Mr. Environmentalist right here.
Yeah?
I am done with this. I've had it. You know, we have mentioned this a dozen times on this show. They have
not
changed the city lights. Please change this. What is wrong with you people? You know, we're sitting at a light waiting for on University Avenue. It's just a crosswalk for students. Well, they're not here. And we're waiting at a light at the railroad tracks, and nothing's happening. You know,
see, I don't really mind that. I can take a little nap, a little cat nap for 2-3 minutes.
Well, I'm glad to know that you're really tired behind the wheel of the car. And then you go down a little bit further, and there's this one-way street that's still under construction between the student buildings.
Right.
And you know, they're never going to open the damn thing, but it's a light, and it's a red light. Every time it's a red light, and we're waiting for nothing to cross.
Yeah.
I have had it with the city. Please.
Okay. Yeah.
Time the damn lights.
Wow.
Okay.
Man. Yeah, your blood pressure, man.
I'm speaking for everybody in Madison that has to endure this every morning going to work.
There's nobody on the roads, though. That's the issue. I mean, they really don't need to. They just should go with the flashing yellows. What's wrong with that?
Yes. Whatever happened to those days, right? Oh, my God.
Keep the flashing yellows going to at least 6:30.
6:30, quarter after 6,
seven,
something like that.
Even. Why?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That would solve right away. Why? Can they not time the lights out like that?
I'm at least thinking 6, you know, the flashing yellow lights they used to do it in the old days.
And John, I know for you, there's like 20 lights on your way to work.
It is.
It's not just like 3 or 4.
No, that's
like,
true.
It's so outrageous. It's so ridiculous. And I'm just done with this.
Okay.
You know, if they only had flying cars. You know,
we're supposed
Jetsons
to have flying cars by now.
The Jetsons said that we should have had flying cars by now, and here we are. You know, just battery-operated cars. We're making slow progress.
Yeah, and so we have showers and thunderstorms this morning. Quite a lot of lightning at the moment, and thunder and lightning.
Yeah,
and
that was crazy. Huh?
Some heavy downpours, so watch out for those on the way in.
I mean, it's darker now than it was a half hour ago.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. These are supposed to pass through, and then it's going to get brighter by midday, and we'll be back to sunshine by this afternoon. And it's going to heat up to a high around 90 for today.
Wow.
And there's heat alerts. It's going to feel more like 100 by late in the day.
Where we're going now to our pizza lunch today.
That's right. We've got the Sugar River Pizza Party happening at Sandhill Pet Clinic around noontime. And congratulations to Sue Berg and the crew there. And we'll be showing up with the pizzas right about lunchtime there, noontime.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. And hopefully all the rain and thunderstorms will be out of here by then. And should be a good afternoon, but hot and humid, 90 for a high, it'll feel more like 100.
It's nice to know that Catherine's back again.
Yes.
And this time she's reminding us that Dominic is sitting in the other room. And
good morning, Dominic.
Oh, yeah. Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
We forget to, you can chime in anytime,
Well, I'm having a bad morning. Look,
why?
Look at the thunderstorm outside,
What's that got to do with
and all the
he
lights.
He chimed in a few times here, so.
Yeah, I'm not totally shy, You guys scare me sometimes, though,
Do we scare you?
You guys scare me a lot.
Back off into the corner.
Because we're old crotchety men. Yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry.
Wonder what I am afraid of, though?
Yeah.
Our guests today are not going to be able to make it because it's raining so hard. Like, they're not going to see where we're at. And, we're right in the downtown area. So I'm hoping they do, but...
Right on State
they've
Street.
They've got GPS, I'm sure. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah. Well, Tom...
Maybe with the thick smog that hangs over the city because people are waiting at the lights.
Yeah.
Well, man,
they've written this book called Historic Wisconsin Roadsides, and we should be talking to them about 6:45 or so. They'll be
looks
in
really good.
Morning.
We've had a whole bunch of Wisconsin Roadside books.
Yeah.
And we'll see what they've come up with. This is the latest one.
This looks really good.
Yeah.
So we hope to be talking to them.
Where you can find free ice cream.
Free ice cream.
We'll have to ask them about that. And they've got all these different pathways that you could take to explore Wisconsin.
And I want to know where Elvis's favorite roller coaster is. That's one of the things that they've got.
Yeah.
And shipwrecks and all kinds of cool things.
How about the radio station broadcasting only music? Created on site. So it's only music created on site.
I've not heard of that. Yeah. And I wonder where that is. And they'll have the answer to that.
That's not beaming from your house.
My house?
Your dream is to just create a radio station with your music only.
My original music?
Your original music only.
No. No, I don't. I'm not Tom Hartman. No.
Nice shot.
Let's see. It's 6:13. Oh, let's get to what do you know or what thing is it that you don't like out of these three things?
You got to start getting this right here,
God, I can't get the name of this in my head.
Well,
at this point,
check out the question.
What would you do?
The question on our WMTX.com website. We've got it right there.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Yes, that was the great grand intro for this as well. All right, first question.
Maybe every intro should have so much reverb that you really can't understand.
It keeps getting worse and worse.
That's our new thing. Yeah.
I was good at changing, but now it's
iconic. Don't change it. Please don't change it.
Okay. All right. First question.
All right.
Would you rather know how to scuba dive or know how to fly a plane? Which one would you rather do?
Oh, man, that's a good one.
I know how to do.
Hate water. Hate water.
You do hate water?
I hate flying.
So you're at a loss here.
I know. I can't pick.
Oh, you can't pick, really?
No, I really can't. I hate both of those things.
Mm. I think I'd rather do the plane. Yeah.
I think I would rather know how to fly a plane, too.
Yeah,
especially at EAA. That would be a crazy experience.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's your life.
Okay.
Is there an age limit for pilots? I don't think there is. Right?
I don't know.
To get your first license? I don't know. But it's expensive.
It is pretty expensive.
Yeah,
scuba diving, I think, is probably not quite as expensive as getting a pilot's license.
Have you guys ever scuba dove? I don't know if that's the right word.
I did a little snorkeling a long time ago. It was fun.
I've seen a lot of James Bond movie where the snorkelers are down there. And
then here comes the sharks.
Yeah. They get speared by the... Well,
what would you rather do, Tom?
I would rather fly. I would rather know how to fly a plane.
Okay.
My parents and everything would be great. All right. Second question and second and last question. Would you rather be someone who compulsively laughs during sad moments or someone who cries whenever someone makes a joke.
Well, we're laughing now, and this is a very sad
we
moment.
We both do the first thing, just naturally.
Yeah, the first one's an automatic, so yeah, I think I would go with that one. I wouldn't want to cry when someone makes a joke. That would be the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
That would be awful.
Well, I agree.
Yeah. That's it for Would You Rather, huh?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Why did you go from three questions to two questions? You just couldn't come up with enough stuff?
You know what? We were thinking about doing National Day Calendar. You know, we got the poll going. There was a lot of turnaround, a lot of turmoil. So
we still have that poll question.
A lot of people are asking about the National Day Calendar.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know.
I don't think anybody's asked about it.
No one has asked. Why don't we just go to the phones? We've got Troy out in Mount Horeb.
Okay.
Waiting on the line. Maybe he's got
it is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day, but okay.
Oh, that's it, right.
That's the only one all right. We're talking about. Okay, good morning, Troy. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Did you guys get knocked off the radio?
Oh, no. You're not, sir, are you hearing us right now?
Yep.
Well,
okay.
I'm hearing you on the app. I switched over to the app on the radio. Yeah.
We're getting a few more messages here.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us know. Sometimes those radio tower sticks out there get struck by lightning. I saw the lightning. That might have actually struck the tower.
Yeah. We're starting to get a bunch of messages in here. So yeah, I guess that's what's. We'll get our engineering crew on it. I'm sure
there
they're already
jump on her.
All right.
You got it. All right.
Thanks, Troy.
Thanks for letting us know, Troy.
All right. All right. Dominic, make some phone calls.
So I'm gonna make some phone calls here, but I'm guessing it's the thunderstorm.
If you want to leave and just climb the tower and, and turn the stick back on.
I had to do that
on.
One time out in Sun Prairie.
Did you?
On a Sunday. I was working a Sunday
you had to go
evening.
Out to the shack?
Oh, my God. Yeah. John Duncan called me. He said, you got to go out to this. I mean, there was continuous lightning and thunder. It was horrible. And, that was only maybe 50 yards away from where the studios were.
That's enough.
But I had to run out there and start pushing buttons and flipping switches.
That.
Yeah, it was frightening.
The old days when we used to take care of the transmitter and take meter readings and things like that.
Ah, yes. Ah, those were the days, the meter readings. Yeah,
remember you could do those again.
Used to have to have a license for what we do.
Yeah.
Third class.
And I had to go down to Chicago to take the test.
Same here. Yeah, that's where you had to go back in the mid-70s, late 70s.
I still have that license somewhere. Stuffed away someplace.
I lost mine somewhere
along
the way.
It's my pride and joy, boy. That's a big accomplishment for me. I went through at least 80 pots of coffee studying for that test.
I know it wasn't an easy test.
No, it really like, was not.
Really? It was mainly how to read meters,
Yes, and then, of course, they had, impossible math quizzes.
Right. You had to do the meter readings, and then you had to figure it out. You had to go through some formulas.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But now you don't need to do that.
Exactly.
You don't have to have any kind of license to be on the air at all.
A little update.
What's happening?
Drew, our engineer, is on it right now. So we're just hoping for a fix right now.
Now here we are. We're warning everybody about driving into work, and no one can hear us on the car radio.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But they can still get us on the app, Civic Media app, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
Well, that's the way everybody watches, right? They beam it through their Bluetooth in their car stereo.
That's it. So again, we have our friends with the historic Roadside Wisconsin book coming in a little while, and then Mike McCabe will join us in our 7 o'clock hour.
And Doug asked the question from St. Francis: what is radio? It's all digital now, Doug.
It's all gone digital, mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a good question, nevertheless. Yeah. Maybe Catherine can add that to our website too.
The poll question.
The question for the week: what is radio?
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually a pretty good question.
Actually, I gave her two questions with great answers.
All right.
All she has to do is just post one of them one of these days.
It's 19 minutes past the hour.
No
just
changes.
Just getting going on a Wednesday morning. Back with more after this.
All right.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning, and it is a difficult morning to drive into town because the lights are all off, and now our station tower has been taken out by the lightning storm that we have, and the dark skies and continued rain.
That's right. Showers and thunderstorms this morning, but it'll clear out around midday. Highs today around 90 degrees. It's going to feel even hotter than that. There's a heat advisory out. It's going to feel like 100 degrees by late this afternoon. So be ready for that. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road. Madison, they have fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned, community-focused. Talk to Jim or Sarah. You can give them a call, 608-249-4077. Or check out their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Start out with a basic hearing test there, and then make an appointment. Again, it's Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
All right.
Okay?
Well, that's fantastic.
All right.
Yeah, I heard the promo that you made there, Dom, about the adjustable bed frames.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good.
It's a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot all about that.
And
but I'm so glad that Gordy had to straighten out that mess.
What are you talking about?
That I left.
What? Oh, with the adjustable bed frames?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I mentioned mattress?
That all you have to do is put together those two single beds, extra long single beds.
Yes. So I heard that promo.
Each
too.
Person
could
adjust
it
the way they like it.
Well, right? You made it sound like we had them here in the studio or something. It was weird. Yeah. Very odd.
Well, you know what? That's not a bad idea either. You know, we should have them right here in
have
the studio.
You know, we should have them, yeah.
Just in case, you know, somebody has to stay overnight. Uh-huh. Pete Schwabba, we're thinking of him constantly here on the show.
Well, he's here in Madison all this week.
He is.
Of course, he hasn't invited us to come over.
Guess we're not.
We've invited him to be a part of it. We're going to be filling in for Maggie Dawn this afternoon. Right.
And we thought of him.
From 4 to 6, so we've invited him to be a part of the show during the last half hour. So we'll see if he shows up.
Yeah.
He's got to be in the building to get ready for his show.
Yeah,
so,
I thought it was fascinating.
It's not a big deal for him.
The question he
walk
had
down
yesterday.
The hall.
You know, the question he had yesterday.
What was the question?
What poster did you have up when you were young on the wall of your bedroom?
Oh, gosh.
What poster did you have up there on the wall?
Yeah.
So
I can't remember.
Yeah, we'll ask him about that.
Yeah. Did you have a poster up in your room? A
few of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
I don't recall having any posters.
Typical teenage posters of the time.
What, Farrah Fawcett?
Of the time.
Yeah.
No.
Did you have the Farrah Fawcett?
Not like Farrah Fawcett very much. Yeah. The hair freaked me out. I didn't like that.
I had a poster. I did have one poster of Steve McQueen on the motorcycle in, remember, Great Escape?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's jumping over the barbed wire. Yeah. I had that poster.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I have no poster in my room. My room is just barren. It's just a straight, white walls. Yeah, that's all it is.
Is it still that way?
It is still that way.
You have nothing on your walls at all?
Nothing on my walls.
That's sad.
That's
very sad.
I'll tell you what I had.
What?
I had the Dylan poster.
Oh, which... really?
Yeah.
Which one? A Dylan poster.
It was the colorful
one with his hair. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was on one of his album covers.
It was. I think it was an insert in one of the albums.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you put it up on the wall, and it was up there. Then I painted an actual picture of Mick Jagger.
You painted
a
picture?
They had the opaque projectors in school.
Oh, right.
And that's what I did. I put that picture on the opaque projector, put it up on the wall, etched it, and then I painted it in kind of a modern art form.
That's interesting.
And I had that up on the wall.
Kind of like cheating, isn't it, for artists?
No, it's really great stuff. I mean, I would assume
frowned upon by the artistic community.
Yeah, with
projector to do your half of the painting for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems like
How about those Campbell's soup cans? Did you think
the Andy Warhol?
That you think that was
a big rip off
ad lib? You think he just ad libbed them or used an opaque projector? That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know what Warhol would have done. I that's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And
an art expert.
I did have one Playboy pinup.
Oh, did you?
Up on the wall.
Your parents allowed you to do that?
Yes, huh? They did.
Wow.
They did. Just one. Mm. And I just never changed it. It was always up there.
Do you remember the month and the year of that?
No. No, I don't. Okay. No.
Remember going into Spencer's? Remember Spencer's was a thing in all the malls?
Yes,
and they had
sure.
that. And back in the back, they'd have all the posters on a thing. And you could just look through them all on a... They were
did
on the
they
wall.
Have something like that at Westown yet? I think they do.
I think they... I don't know. I haven't been there in a while. Oh.
But yeah, that's a great place to go in. A lot of weird stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. We've got Idiocracy coming up in just a few minutes. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. A little bit later on, Mike McCabe will join us and talk about his latest Substack offering.
I also had, on my wall,
you had more?
I had a few posters.
What else was on your wall?
I also made a picture of my superhero, the Dark Danger.
This was one that you created?
Yes.
Dark Danger.
Yeah, I used to draw comics in my bedroom all night long and looked out at the street light. Yeah. Very moody. I loved it when it rained. And I'd do my comic books and I'd slide into the comic book world of Dark Danger.
Do you still have some of those comic books?
I do. I never threw them out. I drew them for hours and hours and hours.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fun. It's fun.
You should bring some of those in. We'll put them on the website.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Thanks, Gordy.
I'm here for you, pal.
You know what? I may do that. Just to spite you.
You may do that.
I want to see it too, you know?
All right.
You may do it, but you probably won't. Okay. We'll be back with Idiocracy, as if you hadn't gotten enough of it so far. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Yeah, sure.
Human evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence, with no natural predators to thin the herd.
Oh my God!
There is a place without boundaries, a place without limits.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
A place that is about to be violated.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Mm-hmm. All the time, yeah.
Welcome back to John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 WMDX. A rainy start today, thunder and lightning moving through the city. Right through State Street, we still have some heavy rain downtown here. 90 degrees, the predicted high for this afternoon, and there's a heat advisory. It'll feel close to 100, hot and humid today. Right. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. They've extended that 4th of July sale through the end of the month. You can check out their adjustable bases on sale at 30 to 50% off. That's right. And they also have plenty of accessories, too, on a buy one, get one free accessory sale. So check them out. Verlo East Side and West Side in Madison, or just go to verlo.com.
All right.
Idiocracy. Well, we got plenty of it.
Well, I guess we do. Let's start off with John in Middleton, his text what to us.
Saying?
John, slow down. The new car and the lights work fine. You're speeding. Well, that's true.
You've always speeded, though. You've always been a fast
actually,
driver.
Actually, not so much in the new car.
No.
I think it looks like a speedster, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm a...
It's a hot rod.
I'm a hot rodder.
Yeah.
But it does have amazing... amazing power.
It's very slick. Yeah, it's got a lot of get up and go.
It does.
I tried it out the other day. Yeah. Man, it was really
it's
something.
Pretty smooth, you know?
It's very smooth.
Yeah. All right, so thank you, John, for the tip on that, but no.
You can call us 608-879-8255 or text us on the free Civic Media app. Just go to WMDX on the app, and you can also send us a voice note.
Yeah.
Check that out on the WMDX Civic Media app.
All right. Your neighbors, by the way, are texting in here.
I was.
This should be on Idiocracy, I suppose. Trump saying these think tanks, they build buildings for people that think. And it's really not thinking. It's a little bit of a combination of thinking, but it's something you sort of have or you don't have.
That's a quote from Donald Trump.
I'm glad that, you know, I was thinking of that same quote on the way to work.
Right. Something you sort of have or you don't have.
Working that into my life, you know, what a thought.
It's a thought for the day. Yeah.
All right.
Think tanks.
One of the weird stories that come out now is Elon Musk is hinting that the Trump administration could possibly be breaking the law. Well,
what
you think? After reports emerged that the government was counting on trying to get Amazon to take over the Golden Dome missile defense system instead of Elon's SpaceX.
Amazon?
Yes, Amazon. When were they in defense systems? Now they are.
Good question.
See, this is what happens when you put the billionaires in charge. Suddenly they think they can do everything.
Yeah.
And they are now, apparently.
They're trying it.
According to Musk, federal acquisition regulations require using the best provider at the best price. So he thinks he's the lowest bidder. I don't think so. Now, there's a name to Amazon's project. It's Kipper. K-U-I-P-E-R. Have no idea what that means. But anyway, that is their Golden Dome proposal for the Trump administration.
Why would Amazon have anything to... Okay.
You know, a lot of people have said this is crazy stuff.
It
because,
is
you
crazy
know,
stuff.
Israel is a little smaller than the United States. They have a Golden Dome, but it's not going to be as big, of course, as the United States, and it's almost impossible to do. And we do have a missile defense system.
Right.
So I'm not quite sure the point.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I don't know. Doesn't and then we'll have this golden glow over the United States because of the dome.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but it doesn't sound like we should turn it over to Amazon.
No.
That doesn't mean... I think our guests have arrived, just so you know.
Okay. Yeah, they're there.
Hey. Hi. Have a seat out there. Okay.
Didn't you want to talk?
Oh, yeah. I want to mention the Capital Times Idea Fest is coming up September 8th through September 12th. And listen to the lineup they have. You know, they always get some terrific guests.
They really do.
This year,
they've outdone themselves this time.
They have. They're going to have J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois.
Great guy, great speaker.
Tim Walz from Minnesota.
I mean, Pritzker's a billionaire.
Yeah.
And this guy, knows how to talk to the average American out there, hardworking American.
Yeah, he'll be excellent. So all these speakers, of course, again, from September 8th through September 12th, they have a number of different venues. The Cap Times Idea Fest tickets, I believe, are already on sale. They're going to have Eugene Robinson. And let's see, Jennifer Rubin, of course, award-winning Washington Post columnist, Norm Eisen. I mean, the great lineup. Maureen Dowd will be there, and a few others. And we're going to be talking with Paul Fanland, the publisher of the Cap Times. I think we're trying to line up an interview with him sometime next week, if not next week, the week after.
But all right.
It's coming up September 8th through September 12th, and I believe Civic Media is also one of the co-sponsors, or we're involved with the Idea Fest as well. So we'll tell you more about that as we get a little closer.
Well, Maggie had Paul Fanlon on yesterday afternoon.
Did she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're hoping to get him on, hopefully, next week. We'll see.
But we've got tougher questions to ask.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Oh, really? Definitely.
What?
Well, look, we're having this big discussion about, you know, ideas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ideas for Democrats, ideas for progressives, ideas for pro-democracy individuals running for office.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, but what are those ideas?
Well, that's what ideas.
At a time when we're all panicking just a little bit, watching our country disintegrate into a unitary executive.
Mm-hmm.
The power of this king that we have in the White House right now, it's just outrageous. So we'll see what happens, but I'd love to talk to Paul about all this stuff because, you know, it's a tough time. It's not the normal every day. Here we are. We have another one of these events.
Right.
We really have to come up with something. This has to be something where we, shoot the idea around the table a little.
Well, right now, we're still in, Epstein files. We're in that right now. And that's not going away anytime soon. It seems like that's, even though the Congress has put off till September trying to deal with it. They've kicked the can down the road already.
It's Mike crazy. Johnson.
Right. Well, I mean, Mike Johnson, you know, what an ass kisser. Unbelievable. Mm. He is willing to put everybody on vacation until September because they didn't want to vote on releasing the Epstein.
No, they don't want to deal with it.
I just don't get that.
Well, they've got the, you know, they're going to come out with the
it's going to come
the grand jury.
This isn't going away.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg.
The grand jury stuff is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they put out they're going after Obama, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
And then Martin Luther King papers.
Yeah. Yes. So really reaching.
Really just kind of, you know, throwing stuff out there. Now, if you were wondering, is there really a fire hose of BS? Yeah. Mm. And you're seeing it out there right now just to distract us away from the Epstein list of papers.
It's, again, not going away. And
what about all the videos that they found, right? They were talking about that.
Yeah. And some of these witnesses are starting to come forward. So,
and some of the billing that they have you know, it certainly does track down exactly who participated and who didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they're going out and, well, anyway, it's we have a comment here.
Yeah.
I have Nick Fuentes. Right, he's a white nationalist,
mm-hmm.
anti-Semitic guy, and we always take advice. No, but you know, every once in a while, somebody says something correct, and I found a longer cut of something we played a few days back.
Okay.
But I just wanted to play it here. All
so
right,
this is Nick Fuentes.
Fuentes, yes.
Okay.
10 years into this, we get, oh, Epstein's, that's all fake. Here's the MLK files that you wanted, and you go, really? You bury the Epstein files as if that's not bad enough. You're going to lie to our faces, tell us it's a Democrat hoax. If you're not going to go with the lie, you're not a real supporter. You're not a real one. Oh, and now, well, here's some MLK files that are a load of shit.
Yeah.
Isn't this what you wanted? We're the most transparent administration in history. You're lying. You know you're lying. You're lying to our face. You know we know you're lying. You don't even care. You're just giving us the finger and rubbing it in our faces.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't want their support anymore. Well, fine. You don't get it anymore. Nobody should vote for Trump. Nobody should vote for Republicans. Trump must f***ing pay for this statement to say, I don't want your support anymore. Every single Trump supporter, every single Republican needs to say, okay, bet. You don't want our support? Forget about the midterms.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Okay.
The 2026 midterms, it just needs to be a Democrat avalanche at this point. And that's not because I'm a Democrat. I'm not. I don't like the Democrats. I hate the Republicans more because the Republicans are traitors. Because I have voted for Republicans. I have supported Republicans. And they it on our face. And now he says, if you're not on board with the Epstein cover-up, oh, I don't want your support. You're a weakling. You are fat. You are a joke. You are stupid. You are not funny. You are not as smart as you think you are. And if you watch my show, you know I've been very critical. I've never been this far.
No.
This just goes to show this entire thing has been a scam. When we look back on the history of populism in America, we are going to look back on the MAGA movement as the biggest scam in American history. And the liberals were right.
Mm.
The MAGA supporters were had. They were.
See, he wanted to say Nick Johnny Fuentes. Cordy, but but the liberals were right. Okay. Well,
Nick Fuentes is about as far right as it gets.
Yeah, you can't get any further.
But, man, he's turned.
He has had it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Man. Yeah.
All right. Coming up right around the corner, we're going to be talking with Tom and Christy Manis. They've written this great book. It's called The Historic Wisconsin Roadsides. And, you know, when you think about traveling around Wisconsin, you've been all over the state.
I have. I've had, you know, in-state.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Where you take a vacation in your state.
A staycation?
Staycation. That's
sure.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
I've taken a few of those.
Oh, sure.
I love them.
But they've really traveled the roads around Wisconsin, picked out some of the great sites to see, and we'll be talking to them. And then a little bit later on, we've got Mike McCain, It's Wednesday. He's always here on Wednesday in the second hour, so he'll be joining us as well. And we want to remind our Madison listeners and anybody out there, we're going to be filling in for Maggie Dawn this afternoon from 4 until 6. She's off for a day. She'll be back tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah. So plenty on our plate for today. We've got the Sugar River Pizza Party happening
at
noon.
We have a lot on our plate today.
Yes.
Pizza
slices. We're busy all day and
into
the evening.
I know what happened.
I don't know.
Well, how am I going to get my nap in?
I'm trying to figure that out myself. Okay.
All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at the Madison Hearing Aid Center. Hang on a second. They're 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Mm-hmm. Give them a call, 608-249-4077. They are there helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Madison Hearing Aid Center. Go to their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Back with Tom and Christy Manis with the historic Wisconsin roadsides next on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You gotta see Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So much to see.
Historic Wisconsin roadsides.
Welcome back to John and Gordy in the Morning. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Dominic Lee, our producer. We've got showers and thunderstorms to start your Wednesday. Highs today about 90 this afternoon. A heat advisory. It's going to feel like 100 degrees later on. And the rain and storms should clear out this morning. Time for us to welcome our guests. Tom and Christy Manis. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in. You have authored a book. In fact, you've got a number of projects going on, but your most recent book is called Historic Wisconsin Roadsides. And
towns off the beaten path.
Yeah.
In the Badger State. And that's what it's all about, really, for staycations. A lot of people have been able to get out of the state because, you know, money, COVID, the whole thing, and everybody stayed in the state and just had to see the sights and adventure into all of these different towns and cities and the countryside. And you did it, and you put it in book form, and this sounds like a really fun event, actually.
Now, you've been travel writers for how long?
30 years.
Wow. Okay. So
all right. And who have you written for?
Newsweek, Food, Wine, Travel, just a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, tell us about this book, putting this together. How long did this... you're from Eau Claire, right? That's where you...
We live in Eau Claire. Now, Christy's from Madison. We live in Eau Claire.
Okay.
People know her from before as Christy Flick, before we got married, so it's...
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So, how many roadside attractions are in this book?
Well, this has over 1,200 that we handpicked.
Oh,
But it's not, you know, it's fun. We're like pop culture, so it's not just about, you know.
It's not dates and old buildings or it's pop culture stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
and
the best
quirky
kind of stuff.
A lot of quirky things, too, because our first book, Secret Wisconsin, is all about quirky and unusual and weird and wonderful things that people didn't necessarily know about.
And it is Wisconsin. What else are you going to find but, you know, unusual and unique things?
So tell us about this. There's so many things in this book, but there's a radio station that does only original music. Is that right?
It's crazy.
Where is this?
You would never imagine you'd come across this. So in Sturgeon Bay, the Holiday Music Motel originally was a Holiday Motel in the 50s. It was the very first motel in Door County.
Okay.
So musicians, they got together after creating an event, and then they bought the motel because they have workshops and they have a festival, and this is their meeting place. So they bought the motel, totally restored it back to the 50s. It's just like walking back in time.
Oh.
Neon, I mean, old, you know, counters and phones and Simmons furniture. And so every year they do the festival, and then when they restored it, they put in a recording studio. Uh-huh. They also have a radio station that records only music that's created by their artists within the walls of the Holiday Music Motel.
That's amazing.
Do they have announcers that introduce some music and tell a little history about each and every song that they create there?
Well, the one of the investors is from Timbuk 3.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding.
And he's like the hands-on guy that does the website, and he's the hands-on guy. And then another person you might know that also performs every year, well, almost every year at the festival is Jackson Brown.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. It's so cool. This story really grabbed onto me, and there's so much info there. It's like, it's just the coolest
place
ever.
I'm a big Jackson Brown fan. That's
okay.
Have you seen have you been up there and seen the hotel?
No, I've not seen it.
We're definitely going to go there.
Yeah, for sure. And it's you would think it would be really expensive.
Yeah.
And
it's not. He checked it.
I went through the year and I tried to find the most expensive dates, and the most I found was like $160 a night.
Wow.
And
what's the name of the hotel again?
Holiday Music Motel.
Okay.
It's right on the canal, right at the old Steel Bridge.
Wow. Okay.
Right. And they're also dog friendly.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
That's nice too, because a lot of people take their dogs and pets on those vacations, at least in Door County.
Right.
Yeah. I know. Well, everywhere, dog friendly is a big thing now.
Oh,
Irish travel with us almost 100% of the time.
Now, tell us about the Elvis's favorite roller coaster. That's in Wisconsin?
It is.
Where is this?
This is up in Green Bay at Bay Beach. It was in Memphis, and he used to take all his friends to ride the roller coaster. When it was shut down.
Okay.
And it got moved to Green Bay.
Wow.
He's a roller coaster fanatic.
Yeah.
And he would rent the park at night just so he and his friends were the only ones that would be in the park and they could ride it. And they would just ride it over and over and over.
Oh, and it's supposed to be one of the best ones in the country.
It's one of the top 10 wooden roller coasters.
And we didn't know about that. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Had no idea.
It doesn't go by itself like ghostly. Night trips.
Yeah.
We could create that anyway.
And that's another thing. That's really reasonable. I think it's $1.50 to ride it.
They raised the price this year to $1.50, which is 6 tickets.
Now, you know, my dad used to work for the gas company, and he worked and he traveled Wisconsin, and he went to a few motels that were haunted. Mm. Did you talk about any of those kind of places that are known to be haunted in Wisconsin?
We really didn't.
Okay.
Because he's scared.
It scares me.
How about free ice cream? You know, I wanted to know about
Where's the free ice cream?
When the temperature drops below 20 degrees, you have to go to Mullins Dairy Bar in Watertown because they give away a free scoop of ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
And it's such a cool place. It's like a throwback in time too. Okay. You need to check it out.
Today sounds like a day to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just have a minute or so left here, but I want to know what your favorite one. You have each of you have a favorite place?
I do. I do. I'll go.
What's yours,
really
Christy?
Quick. Mine is Friday Morning Fish Fry.
Where?
In Kenosha.
Okay.
At Oliver's Bakery.
Okay.
And all right.
Seriously, people line up at 7:30 in the morning to get their fish on Fridays.
They're pre-order.
And it's been going on for years and years.
Gosh. Over 40 years.
All so you day
can get,
long?
Yes, at a bakery. You can get a donut and fish and shrimp.
Tom, you got a favorite?
Absolutely. Mine is the Cozy Inn in Janesville. It's downtown Janesville. It's the nation's second oldest Chinese restaurant, second location.
No kidding.
They're known for the egg rolls. People order them.
Janesville.
Yeah, people order them for like tons of them at a time to take home with them in coolers. And also, the owner, his dad, was one of the 6 Chinese survivors of the Titanic.
Very good.
Oh my God.
Tom and Christy, thanks for coming in. Tom and Christy Maness. The book is Historic Wisconsin Roadsides. You can get it on Amazon everywhere.
You can get it everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Little luxuries down right by us.
Happy travels.
Yeah.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Be back with more after this on John and Gordy in the Morning.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.